when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good evening, good afternoon to all of you precious Blood River Radio family members out there and all the new people tuning in. We'd like to welcome you to Blood River Radio. Yes, this is Blood River Radio. Hadn't said it in a while. I'll go ahead and say it. We're the only radio media I know. We're not a show. We are a complex. We are we have a mission in life, and that mission is to fight against global white genocide. This that process has been in ongoing since the Garden of Eden. It has really picked up speed especially since the Lincoln's War in the South, and then the First and Second World Wars, and Korea and Vietnam. But that's what we're in, with the invasion of all the formerly white European countries, trying to pollute our nation. Our nations through ethnic cleansing. That's what we're here for. We are the only program I know of that's our sole purpose. And by the way, my name is Eddie Bombardier Miller, and it is August the 10th, 2024 in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. And you know, people, before we do anything, we always say a prayer. So I'll say this quick prayer. If you will, bow your heads. Almighty Father, thank you so much for letting me survive that run this morning, getting ready for the New York Marathon. Thank you for continuing to bless Blood River Radio, Liberty News Radio, and all the precious people who make this show go flawlessly, especially Miss Teenage America, Miss Little Lizzie. She's so precious. Please continue to guide her, Lord. Make her path straight and narrow. Please try to make her life as easy as possible without too many thorns on our path. Lord, I'd like to ask you to always let us have strength and wisdom to face the enemy. Never let us back down. And Lord, I'm going to say this here. Even if we lose 90% of the so-called patriots that have been supposed to have been our brothers for all these years, even if they depart from us, that's okay. Because Lord, you have never worked with a majority. You have always worked through the minority, because through weakness, you defeat the strong. It's simple, you confound the wise. So Lord, I ask you to please continue to bless us, and we will continue to try to keep in mind, Lord, your saving grace, and all good things come from you. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to read a quick quote here from the Bible, if I can find it, if I didn't lose it. I had it right over here just a second ago. Lord, if I hope I can find it. I had it. Here you go. This is my old King James Bible. This has to do with cowards. I'm going to be giving you a speech in about less than a month, and I'm going to hone in on these cowards. This comes from Revelation, 21st chapter of Revelation, King James Version. I'm just going to start at verse 6, chapter 21, verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If you notice, people, The list of these despicable people that Jesus Christ is naming in this verse, Revelation, he lists fearful, the cowardly. And if you look at it, he lists cowards as the head of the list. God despises the coward. People say, oh, they're all our sheep, and the leaders, we lead people like us, Blood River Radio and TPC and, you know, and Liberty News, that we have to lead all these weaklings. No, ma'am, no. They've got to get some guts and stand up on their own hind feet and help us, because I'm not going to sweat one drop for a damn coward. Anyway, so much for that, people. After we say the prayer, we just did, and that we're going to name our donors. This week, I don't have my list right here, but I remember from heart. Good old Biscuit. I'll tell you what, Biscuit has saved our tail many a times. Biscuit gets in a humongous donation in. Also, along with Jay-Z, brother Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, and Ken of Lynbrook, New York. Those guys, they keep us afloat, man. They really do. But I love those people so much. Plus, we'll name the other donors that didn't come in this week. But they're not really donors. They're supporters and brothers. And I talk to some of these guys regularly. Talk to Biscuit. We text Biscuit today. Anyway, people, we got that out of the way. So let's see, what else is next? What else is next? What else is next? I'll give you a quick outline. I'm kind of jumping around because my adrenaline is still going, because I had to do it. I did a 12 miles and change training run today, getting ready for the New York Marathon on November 3rd. Then I come back after November 3rd. I come back to Memphis on December 7th. God willing, I'll run the Memphis St. Jude Marathon. Anyway, if we got first hour, we're going to bring old Matt Goodwin in pretty soon. He's going to help us out. It's still Charlottesville month. Regardless of what we do, this is still Charlottesville month. We're going to have a heavy Charlottesville week next week. We may have to record some of the guys, because Simon Roach wants to come in, and he's from South Africa. And so if he comes on at 3 o'clock here, it's about 3 p.m. here, I think, is about 10 there, something like that. Me and Rich were thinking about that the other day. So next week, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Rich, Simon, and hopefully Gene Andrews in next week. Tonight, we got Matt Goodwin, and we might ring another fella in that I talked to yesterday. It just depends on how things goes. But also, second hour, we have Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy's going to come in. She does her tar and feathering. We're going to napalm Benton Mignette, Yahoo over there, and all those people that have the bloodlust and just can't get enough killing out of their system. The third hour, I'm really, really excited. We have a new guest, though. We've never had her before. Her name is Kay Rubisek. I'm going to read her bio. I'll just make it quick right now. She is her grandparents. Her maternal and paternal grandparents escaped from Russia after the communists took it over in 1919. So they escaped from Russia. Her husband's parents escaped from Czechoslovakia. They were all running from the Soviets, from the communists, a.k.a. the Jews. Communism, Judaism, Bolshevikism, Satanism. You can even ask the rabbis. They will tell you they're all one and the same. But that's who us Judeo-Christians worship. We worship that good old Israel, those good old Jews. Man, we got to have them, because after all, they're God's chosen people. And anyway, right now, Lizzie, I'll tell you what, I'm kind of out. Do we have time to play that song, Lizzie, before we go to the break? Well, okay, this song right here is dedicated to the one and only Miss Teenage America, because she's going to be getting married. I don't know when, but this is how I just want her to know. This is because things like this are going to happen once you get married. So go ahead and roll that tape, Miss Teenage America.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, Well, I'm gonna miss her. I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore. And I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah.
Well, alrighty, I tell you what, that is the way it's going to be. Maybe, but it probably won't, because Miss Teenage America's husband, he will probably be a little bit more faithful than that. So we'll be right back, people, after this quick break.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the ultimate rifle roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market Sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I've kind of settled down there a little bit. I was kind of in a jovial mood because we hear Blood River Radio. We're always very, very fond of Miss Lizzie. We all love her to pieces. She's such a wonderful kid. She really is. Got her whole life ahead of her. So, and I also played a little trill. My grandson, he asked for Grandma and Grandpa and Papa's wedding song, our favorite song. So I sent him two of them. He could pick between El Paso by Marty Robbins or Big Iron by Marty Robbins. Well, hey, those two songs got turned down, son. Grandma was like, I forgot which one she picked. But anyway, they're going to play that in their wedding. They're getting married, I think, in October. But, you know, I'm the only one here left in Memphis, by the way. Everybody else, if they're leaving out of Seattle today. My daughter, my grandson, his fiance, they're taking Brenda, my wife, grandma, they're taking her up to on an Alaska cruise on one of those sweet, super deluxe Swedish ships. And they've got the big time berth and all that stuff. Anyway, thought I'd get that out of the way. We're going to bring Matt Goodman's coming on in just a second. We flagged him in a little early because Rich originally was supposed to come in, Rich Hamblin, but he wants to come on next week. So that's how it is at Blood River Radio. People call in, they have duties, they have jobs, and sometimes you just have to fly without them. But before Matt gets here, and by the way, people, this is still Charlottesville month, but before we go to Charlottesville, I'm going to talk about something that's really, really got me aggravated and has been for a long time. And it all hooks in with Charlottesville, believe it or not, because the same damn people who attacked us in Charlottesville, they're over there right now in the Mideast, and they're killing children. And you know who we're talking about? We're talking about these God for these GD damned, these damned Jews, these Israelis over there. They're the chosenites, the chosen people. They keep talking about, we have our Jewish nation, our Jewish nation. Well, you know what? By God, there, no way in hell can you have a Christian nation, but you know, because that's this is hateful. That's hateful to have a Christian nation. But here's what the thing. Even while here's what happened. The Jews went in and they nuked the people of what on the West in Gaza and West Bank and the part of the West Bank, I believe it is, this land is really owned by Syria. The Jews went in there and used missiles and killed a bunch of people over there, killed kids. They just killed this commander of the Iranian leader, military commander. And guess what? Since they did that, this is so typical of what the Jews do. They call it chutzpah. They went in, made a preemptive attack on Iran, and just in the part of the land that this Syria owns. I get confused. I'm that with the geography. I'll call it the West Bank. And when they went in there and killed men, women, children, everything that moves. Well, they come back, call an emergency meeting, and they're trying to get an international coalition to defend them against these people. God forbid these people they get mad because the Jews kill their wives, their children, their grandchildren, their grandparents, kill everything that moves. Well, we should, you know, they should be considered an honor to get slaughtered and napalmed and have their heads cut off for the Jews. Yeah. And now, even while this is going on, the Jews going into Gaza, and guess what they did? They just blew up a whole damn school, killing all those kids in there. They've been doing that for years. They've been doing that forever, people. You need to read this book. If you really don't have to read the book, you can buy that other sources. But there's a book called The Palestinian, Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. It's written by a Jew. Elon Pappy. Pappy's his name. Pappe, I think it is. I'm going to go with this again. As you know, these same stinking Jews, they've been invading hospitals. They go into hospitals and kill people on ventilators. They shoot the doctors and the nurses down like dogs because they say, well, there was one or two Hamas guys hiding in the hospital. So can you imagine if the police here in the United States went in and blew up a grammar school with 300, 400, 500 children in it from kindergarten to sixth grade and said, oh, we had to blow that whole school up and blow those kids' eyeballs and arms and hands, blow them all over hell because there was a bank robber in there. And so the end justifies the means. That's the same thing. I'm just going to say it again. I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm really pissed off. You know what I hate more than anybody? These damn Judeo-Christians here in the United States. If it wasn't for the church, the whoremonger church has been turned. The church of the United States has been turned into a one gigantic whorehouse. I'll repeat that. You're a bunch of whores. And that goes to Macon Road Baptist, where I was out there debating their stinking preacher that long ago. I can't stand them. I put those Jew worshiping preachers down there. They're worse than whoremongers, man. They really are. They'll sit there and they won't say a word. They won't lift a finger about these men, women, and children just being blown all to hell and slaughtered. But and you know what? These Judeo Christians in our Congress of the United States eggs it on. They said, "Yeah, that's good. We need to kill every one of those suckers." But that's, you know what? I hate this government with this country. I can't wait till this damn government falls. I'm getting ready to go to Matt in a second. Everybody's all excited about this stinking election. Well, you know what? They're just trying to out-Jew each other. This J.D., whatever his name is, this weirdo from the Democrats are right. He's weird as hell. He married a red dot. I think he's a sissy ass. And you know what? What he said? I heard him on YouTube, on a video myself. He says, America first, by God. America first, with the exception of Israel. And we got President Trump, who can't do enough of it. He was, in fact, I'm going to let Matt tell this story about what happened in Nashville not long ago with this the International Bitcoin Conference. But I'm going to let Matt talk about that. But people, I hate to get that mad because the madder I get, the less eloquent I am. I start to stumble over my words. But anyway, but that's it. Just I don't know how any American in the United States can put up with this crap. I don't know how you can go to one of these damn churches. You wouldn't know. I mean, you wouldn't know a real church. You wouldn't know a real Christian if it's to save your soul. If a Christian means you have to worship Jesus Christ, you don't worship the people that killed him and murdered him. You don't worship their people, their children that killed and murdered him. Anyway, we got Matt there yet?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Wait, Matt, I've got kind of off of Charlottesville, but I know you might want to chime in there, but we can. We're supposed to be Charlottesville month, and I'm kind of getting off of it, but that really pisses me off what's going on. By the way, you have people with Matt over here. I gotta talk about Matt. Without Matt, there would be no Blood River Radio. Matt and Jacob Tyler, they were originally the co-hosts on Blood River Radio. Jacob's part, he didn't contribute financially. He wasn't able to. He took care of our website. After our other webmaster dumped us, and we dumped her too. But anyway, but money-wise, it was me, Lee Cochran, and Matt Goodwin. And Matt Goodwin put a ton of money into Blood River Radio. Matter of fact, he paid the lion's share for our donate button. You could go in on the website and donate. And it stayed up less than 24 hours. We got taken down by the Jews. But Matt's been with us from day one. He's married now, got a family. And so he can't do like he used to do. He's no longer a young buck. He's a married guy. Got a ball and chain, got it hanging around. So anyway, we love him to death. I saw him in Greenville, South Carolina, him and his precious wife, and they gave me a birthday card I read over the air, and they gave me a really nice birthday present. But anyway, man, I'm going to shut up now and go to you, brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on the show because I did do a lot for the early days of it, and it's exciting that it's still going and still pumping out truth. So, yeah, Donald Trump, you mentioned the Bitcoin conference. I don't understand how people are snowed by this man. Do you think after the 4 years that he made all these promises and failed people that they would wise up? But here they are again on the Trump train, screaming out for him again. And why? Because things are so bad under Biden. Are they really so bad under Biden, or did the policies collectively that have led up to this point just make things this bad? In fact, Biden being kind of a brain-dead oaf, I mean, I kind of didn't mind him so much. He wasn't doing as much horrible things for the country as people imagined that he was. He just didn't help things, but... I don't know. You know, Donald Trump's 4 years, when I stack the two together, him and Biden, honestly, I would have to vote for Biden as a Christian. He just didn't do as much evil junk that Donald Trump did. But anyway, at this Bitcoin conference, so Donald Trump gets up, he's the keynote speaker, and he gets up and he says, the first thing out of the gate, out of his mouth, he says, I just found out that Israel was recently attacked. And this is tragedy. We just can't allow this. Can't allow it to happen in his typical monotone kind of bombastic style. You know, and under my presidency, it would never happen. Well, what is he saying? Is he saying he's going to use all of America's apparatus to defend Israel? I think that's what he's saying. And this needs to be something that we all should talk about, as, you know, as we're supposed to have some sort of democratic system here, right? So it's something that bears repeating by people who need to wake up about Donald Trump. They need to consider that maybe he's just going to be a giant warmonger and send your children off to die in foreign fields. So that's something to worry about, honestly. Regarding Charlottesville, how much time do we have, Eddie?
We're out of
here. We go.
I'd like to make a comment. When we come back, about what you just said, then we'll go right back to Charlottesville. I know you're ready to rock and roll, my brother. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing Liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Health officials approving the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions.
It offers an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The Food and Drug Administration approved the spray as an emergency treatment for adults and older children experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. The new spray will be marketed under the brand name Neffy. It's one of several needle-free devices being developed to treat millions of Americans with severe allergies to food and other triggers. Keith Peters reporting.
Basic training for new cadets at the Coast Guard Academy being revamped this year. That in light of a sexual abuse scandal that rocked the Service Academy in Connecticut. An investigation completed in 2020 found 102 separate allegations of sexual assault involving cadets from 1990 to 2006. Report determined the Academy mishandled everything. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. South Korea says its neighbor to the north is at it again. Yep, they're sending more trash.
South Korea's military says North Korea is again flying trash balloons towards the south. The Seoul government says winds could carry the balloons to regions north of the capital. Authorities had issued text alerts telling civilians to beware of objects dropping from the sky and to report any suspicious balloon sightings to the police. In recent weeks, North Korea has flown more than 2,000 balloons carrying waste paper, cloth scraps, and cigarette butts towards the south. It's been described as a retaliation towards South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Wall Street ended the week Friday on an up note. The Dow gained 51 points, S&P ahead 24, NASDAQ move upward 85. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the ultimate rifle roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you again for hanging out. And thank you again, people, so much for keeping us on the air. No one is more surprised than I am that we've been able to last. You know what? It'll be 6 years in October, Matt. But, you know, people, I want to respond to what Matt said. I guarantee, double damn to you, that if Trump gets in office, there's going to be an escalation of what's already happened. Austin, what's his name? Lloyd Austin, that big G-rilla. He is the defense secretary. I mean, the guy's got an IQ of a snail. And he said this several months ago. There's going to be boots on the ground in Israel. And they're already moving the most high-tech fighter jets we've got. There's a squadron over there. They've got new military bases over there. In Syria, for instance. I mean, they're over there in Syria with United States military bases stealing Syrian oil. But if those Syrians lift one finger, Matt, they are insurgents. And we have to get terrorists. We got to kill them. Well, he's already putting all this military hardware in Israel. And Trump, Matt just said it. Trump, he was saying, boy, if I was in office, that'd never happen. You know, we're going to fight to the last drop of your blood, your son's blood for Israel. But you know what? If Trump was in office, where the hell were the fighter planes on the southern border? Where were the Bradley tanks? Where was the 1st and 2nd Infantry Division? Where was the 3rd Marine Division? They never, not nary a soldier went down there, and we're being just flooded with these white-hating, non-colored people coming into this country. But by God, you can't have the Israeli border crossed by a non-Jew. So I wanted to get that. That's very important. Just think, people, go ahead and vote for Trump. And let them send your kids back like they did with the sailors on USS Liberty. The guts and gut here, an eyeball here, a testicle there. And they just dump this bag, this body bag of body parts out on your favorite Southern Baptist church and say, here's your precious sons. Go through there and figure out which one you can is yours. And we know you won't like it, but we know you're not going to lift a damn finger because you know, like we know, we're God's chosen people. We do anything damn thing we want to do. And you people, y'all are nothing. Y'all are worse than dogs to us. But you're here. God put you here to worship us. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and go to you, Matt.
Well, they've been ramping up the draft commercials, and that's not an accident, people. So you really need to wake up about this. That Donald Trump can say all these things he's going to do, but the reality is one thing he has definitely promised is to reinforce Israel and to stand up for Israel. That's one thing he's absolutely promised. The other things he's promised in his first campaign, and he failed to do them, but he's just making these bigger campaign promises, like we're going to build a wall and deport people. At the Bitcoin conference, he said that we're going to double our nation's power output so we can keep up with AI and keep up with China. And give me a break. How are you going to do this in 4 years, people? I don't know how many years it takes to build a nuclear power plant with the EPA guidelines and everything and the testing they have to do, economic impact testing. But I am guaranteeing you it's more than 4 years probably. So, you know, the man will say whatever he can say to try to get into office. He's buying votes. He told the Bitcoin people he's going to turn America into a Bitcoin superpower. Now, people, don't be fools. Okay, you can't make Bitcoin a reserve currency for your nation. If your nation tries to cash in and sell it all at one time, the value of Bitcoin is going to drop immediately. It just doesn't work that way. You can't turn around and flood thousands of Bitcoin into the market and not see a price drop in the market. So that it doesn't operate as a reserve currency. I've been listening to a lot of Peter Schiff lately. Yes, he's Jewish. Yes, hey, buyer be warned. You know, buyer beware, I guess. But the thing is, Peter Schiff makes a lot of good points about Donald Trump and about the concept of Bitcoin and what its negative net loss for society. So don't get fooled. Don't be conned by this stuff. There's no good end to it, and any talk that they're just trying to buy votes. They're trying to give you campaign promises. Just see it for what it is, you know. And if you don't believe me, I point to no other thing than his first term. Go look at his first 4 years and what Donald Trump did. The man is a, if I had two words for him, let me say it like this, Eddie, con man. All right? He's a con man. That's what he is. And just get that through your heads. Please don't go and vote for this man by saying something stupid like the lesser of two evils. We're way past all of that. We're way past all of that. And reality is, if America's a republic, then why do you want everyone voting for Donald Trump anyway? You don't want everyone voting. Let's call into question the universal idea that everyone has a right to vote. I mean, do you really want everyone voting? You want people who aren't intelligent, who don't have any facts, to vote? So that's a whole other aspect, but it is also something to be concerned about when you've got every idiot and every city dweller and every person living in tents out there in homeless camps being able to vote, and people that just came across our border being able to vote. What kind of nonsense is this? There's no sensibility in it. So, you know, people need to be cautioned about all that. So you ready to talk about Charlottesville a little bit, I guess?
Yes, sir. You made a lot of sense. We could do another hour on that, but you're 100% right about this voting. These ne'er-do-wells are about to take what you got, Matt, and take what I've got, what little we've got. But, yeah, you know, people talking about Charlottesville, it'll always be sacred to me. I went up to, I think it was Cookeville, Tennessee, and that would have been the 11th of August of 2017. I spent the night up there. And I met these three fellows, Rich Hamblin, Gene Andrews, Simon Roche from South Africa, and Matt Goodwin. We rode together. They picked me up there. Cookeville left my car there, rental car, and we rode to Charlottesville together. And we got there, and I bonded with Matt, those fellows I just mentioned. It's been a bond that will last until I die. And on the way back from Charlottesville, that's why I knew I got this guy here has got to be one of my co-hosts. I said, Matt has got all the intangibles, and he's got all the tangibles, honesty, integrity. He's racially conscious. He was a hardcore Christian. And I knew we had to get him on. But Matt, tell the people a little bit about Charlottesville, brother.
So we'd seen what had happened down in Alabama at there's an Auburn State University. We saw what happened down in out in California. And we'd seen what had happened at Pikeville, Kentucky. And we decided that our Nashville chapter, the League of the South, was going to attend the League of the South call for all its people to attend this rally at Charlottesville. It was a Unite the Right rally. We were all supposed to be meeting with like-minded people across the full right side spectrum. People that don't call themselves conservatives. Conservatism is about money. We're social and politically far right. And that's what the Unite the Right rally was about. On top of that, we were further meeting there to protest and to signal protesting against the removal of our statues of our Confederate ancestors. And many of us were predominantly interested in doing that. I was deeply interested in standing up for our monuments because we'd just gone through, a little over a year of absolute rioting and tearing down of our monuments. And so I decided that if it was ever a time to stand up and make my voice counted, it was going to be there, right there at Charlottesville in the streets, and be just another person in the crowd who was going to be a protest. And it was a awfully costly thing. It was a long way for us to travel. We wouldn't have just gone, we wouldn't have just randomly made a decision to go. It wasn't like a call went out on the internet the day before. It took quite a bit of thinking and thought to go into this thing because Charlottesville from Nashville was almost, 10 hours or something? It's a long stretch. I mean, it's no small drive, so... several of us had to ride together, and we, like Eddie said, we ended up spending a lot of time in a car together on the way and just kind of talking and and learn. And that was the first time I ever met Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And anyway, so we are taking off, and we're enjoying the camaraderie, but we're all there, going there with the mentality that this is just going to be a peaceful rally, but that there could potentially be, you know, disturbing people there, or disturbed people there, I should say, who are going to try to do stuff. But we figured, it being in the South, it being in a smaller town than a large city, the colleges there, we thought, were not so large that they would, you know, have so many radical people there. And I think all of us were kind of surprised at what actually transpired.
Brother Matt, we've got to go to a quick press commercial. I don't know if you hear the music or not, but when we come back from this commercial, I'll go right back to Matt. He's doing a great job. He really is. He's more eloquent than I am. Be right back, folks.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the Ultimate Rifle Roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market Sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, precious Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to my little, much younger brother, Matt Goodwin. Go ahead, Matt. Take it away, son.
So I remember that the next morning, after we got to the facility we stayed at, the next morning we were all getting up. We all gathered to say a prayer about the day. Dr. Michael Hill, our fearless leader, he wouldn't go out. And Simon Roche later recounted that we were like the only group that said a prayer. I think that was what Simon said, and it's probably true, no doubt. So we all gathered for prayer, and I started looking at our numbers, and we were reading stuff that Charlottesville, the city, was putting out about the security, quote-unquote security measures they were taking, and it sounded honestly more like they were setting us up, but we were already in Charlottesville at this point. And many men were going to be gathering on the lawn that morning for this Unite the Right rally that we had permits for. We had the right to be there. And so we pray, and on the way we go, I might be mistaken, but somehow or another we ended up getting breakfast somewhere, and I'm reading this stuff about how they've got – or that might have been dinner, but we went somewhere, and I'm reading from a newspaper called the Charlottesville Banner, I think, or anyway, it's in a previous broadcast I remember on Charlottesville. But anyway, this newspaper, it was a liberal college newspaper, but it started saying something like the city had set up all this stuff against us, all these certain units, and I had this many people, and clergy would be out there praying against us. And what it turned out was that they were basically just telling us that they were organizing this mob to attack us in these media outlets. So we get out there, and we get there about, I don't remember exactly. What was it, 9 in the morning, Eddie?
I'd say 9 or so. By the way, was that in a Chinese restaurant we ate at? And then we stopped at like later, I think we're on the way home, we got that breakfast. But go ahead, because you know, it's so... That's such a sacred
it's been
day
years
for me.
Now. So yeah, the point is, we get there about 9 in the morning, and
yep,
this mob of Antifa crazies and degenerates are out there, and it is just like a onslaught, one attack after another. They're just attacking our front lines, and our men are the only thing that are stopping them from getting all the way up to the statue, because we're supposed to be. We're basically supposed to be having our rally. We're waiting on speakers at this point, and the city is allowing Antifa to wave after wave of assaults just keep attacking our lines, and all we can do is just hold the lines in the park. And after about 40 minutes of this, the police were in plain officers' uniforms, and they left, and they came back about 10 minutes later in these complete marshmallow suit SWAT kind of military style uniforms.
Scary.
And yeah, and that was, they surrounded us, and then they started saying, you must leave the park. The governor's declared a state of emergency. He's declared, you know, that you must leave the park and you must exit the streets. Well, they forced us out into the streets with Antifa, but they did not force Antifa and us away off the streets. All they did was force us out of the park into the mob. And I've described it like this to other people, but it really felt like the scene in Last of the Mohicans when the civilized British soldiers are marching through the field, and all of a sudden these savages are attacking from all your sides, all angles, just hordes of them, mobs of them, a lot more numerous than us, really. And that's really what it felt like, just going through those streets back to the parking garage where we had our cars parked and we were all had convoyed over there. So in this mob, there was quite a few random attacks that happened towards our people. One of the famous ones was Jacob Goodwin. I think you referenced him last week and had his parents on, right?
Yes.
So he all he did was rush in and defend somebody that the mobs, this gang of thug blacks, were beating up on. And then another one, Harold Cruz, he was marching back to the parking garage with us, and he had a flag, and they first grabbed the flag out from him. And then one of the black kids, an Antifa thug, took a flashlight and hit him over the head and clobbered him on the side of the cheek, and he had this whelp on the side of his cheek. Well, I was trying to pour water on that and, you know, to help minister some sort of first aid and clean it, and immediately this thug came out from behind with another baton and smashed him in the back of the head, and Harold Cruz went down to the ground as though he were dead. And I actually thought, man, he's dead. I just thought they got him good. And I felt guilty because I thought, man, I was there trying to help him, and, you know, but it just happened so fast, Eddie. These people were attacking from all sides, and it just got out of hand fast. I remember explosions going off. I remember just these screaming people just attacking. I remember they were all clothed with, like, various disguises to help disguise themselves. They would put,
so weird.
It was in the heat of the summer, and I remember they would pull like hoodies over their heads and things like that, just to, you know, keep out of the camera. And these people were well organized in the sense of causing chaos. So, and I remember they had just about every military and security operative or apparatus out there. They even had the postal inspectors. And if anybody should have been able to enforce security, it was the city of Charlottesville. And they, according to the Heapy report later, it shows that they clearly were integral in orchestrating this mob to attack us, basically, and allowing this mob. I shouldn't say orchestrating, but allowing this mob to attack us. So that was essentially the day of Charlottesville. That's what happened. We managed to make it safely back to our car. The only intervention from a police officer on an attacking mob or in a street melee was one sheriff. I remember him coming out and saying, you know, basically, all right, break it up, go away. But there's just one sheriff, and every single apparatus of security and military and police support they could have, just one little sheriff tried to break anything up. So read into that what you want, but I think of it as, you know, the sheriffs are the only constitutional body of law enforcement that's in the Constitution. And, you know, I think it's a little bit of a, interesting sign that's what happened that day. So, Eddie, do you have anything?
Yes.
Pretty much explained.
I use a quote every now and then that you made. You probably don't even remember using it, but I remember you. We were talking about Charlottesville several years ago, and Matt Goodwin said this. We marched over their asses going into the park. We got in there, and we marched over their asses coming out of the park. We went in and went out against everything they had, every demon from hell they could throw against us. And by God, we marched right over them. We most certainly did. You know, Matt, one thing I remember, distinctly remember, there was this bitch. I mean, I swear to God, Matt talked about the costumes they wore. They had this bitch. She was huge. She must have been a basketball player or something. She was probably 6'1", really big. And she was painted all up. Her hair was all different, you know, green, orange, yellow. Her body, like she was tattooed like some kind of an ancient Indian warrior. She made the fatal mistake of jumping on to Ike Baker. Well, Ike Baker probably weighed 325, 350 pounds, Matt. Huge, big guy. Way overweight. She bounced off of him like a damn ping pong ball. You know what he did? Being the gentleman he was, he just stepped right in her damn face, marching right over. And five or six other guys stepped right on that hellion. And I thought I couldn't help it. I was laughing my butt off, man. You know, we got separated. I went with this guy named R.G. Miller. I don't know if you remember him or not. He was the organizer for the League of the South of Arkansas. And after it got all the hell broke loose, I said, hey, where are you going, RG? Because I saw him give a speech down at Wetumpka back in 2017, June. He said, we're going down to McIntyre Park.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
he said,
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. He said, we're going to go down to this place called McIntyre Park where they're reorganizing. Duke's going to be down there. You know, all these guys are going to be down there giving speeches. We're going to reorganize. So I went down there with them. It was, you remember how hot it was. We just barely got there, and I was laying out under the shade tree getting ready for the speeches. And here comes these deuce and a half of these army trucks with the National Guard, state troopers, and they got their bullhorns. Like you said, the governor who declared a state of emergency. You got to get the hell out of here. You'll be arrested. So we had to march all the way back to the park. And I got lost, went to the wrong parking garage, in which was the enemy, but I had my little sissy-ass news suit on. I didn't know what a lanyard was. But, Matt, hey, hold over. Hey, we might do 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes of Charlottesville on the next hour because Sister Nancy's got some stuff, but we'll work that in. People, hang on, Matt. Don't go anywhere, brother. People, we're transitioning to the second hour. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks.